guys, it's Fabiola Rivas, and welcome to the Fabulous Podcast. Hello, everybody. It's been a hot minute, hasn't it? I vanished from doing my podcast with zero explanation. I'm very aware of that, and I have no idea why I did that, honestly. From one day to the next, I just felt like taking a break. And it was very out of the blue, right? And I realize that now that I should have said something. But I felt like I just needed a break with content, with everything, because I felt like my life was changing. Everything was changing. I felt like I was becoming a new person. It was like I was in a cocoon and now I'm a butterfly. But honestly, I feel about that all the time. Every single year, I feel like I'm evolving more and more. So it's not an excuse, but it felt like my content just needed more enrichment, more quality, and I needed to take a little break from that, go on a vacation, go explore the world a minute, and give a fresh new take on this podcast. I guess we could call this season two, even though it's been a while since I've been doing this, but I am back again, same time as Mondays and Friday doing content. You see, what we must realize is that we live in a world now where hustling is important, and it is. You gotta do the work for what you want to build in life. And there is talk about how after you work, you gotta put in the hours of what you want to do in life or in yourself, even if you are okay with the life you have, and if you are working for somebody else and you're okay, you're happy in the moment, you can put that on yourself in the other hours. I mean, even if it's just relaxing. And that was the biggest thing that I've grown up with, is not to relax. You have to hustle. And if you think about relaxing, you should feel guilty for relaxing, which is insane, because not a lot of people think like that, because we are conditioned to work, 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 but we also have to work smart. And this was the very first time where I took 3 months off. And I mean, there was some work in between, but my main goals in life, I actually took a break from that. And it was great. It was weird because my biggest concerns were always money and where my next job would land and if I would lose the connections if I just stopped working. And now that I just allow things to be, I just allow my journey and trust where I'm going, I've been able to just connect with everyone around me that I needed to connect with. I use this time to rejuvenate, and now I get to go back and yes, the hustle, but in my own interpretation, because life is a balance. There are movies that talk about if you work too hard, you're gonna miss out on life. You're gonna miss on kids. You're gonna miss on that enrichment that is life. You're gonna be able to enjoy what the world has to offer, right? Traveling, doing all those things. But at the same time, if you do too much of that and you aren't focused on what kind of future you want to build for yourself, then you're losing that, and time is flying, and before you know it, you run out of time. So it's just like so many things. There's so much content saying opposite way. So what is the right way? And the right way is just to balance you. And the only way to know that is just to getting to know you. For example, I have a tendency to have lazy moments. When I come home, I get really lazy. That's why I don't like to work out from home. I am that person that I don't like working from home either. I like to be out doing things. But once in a while, it is nice to work at home. It's so nice to just work in your PJs and make the foods that you like. It's really nice, and make the coffee that you like. It's not just whatever. Even I could bring my own coffee whenever I go to offices, but I don't do enough of that. So it's things like that that we have to find the balance in things, and we don't do that enough. We just hear about this so much of the hustle life and how you gotta wake up at 4 a.m., right? But then if you're a night owl, how does that work? Now you feel guilty for not being able to wake up at 4. But then at the same time, if you go to sleep at 8 p.m., you're kind of a loser for going to sleep so early, especially if the sun's out. So it gets very confusing, right? So what time is good, right? And there's just all this miscommunication. And the point is, do the work when you need to do. Do the extra mile when you need to do it. But get to know you. Get to figure out what brings you more energy, what foods enrich your energy. It's really investing in yourself. Number one priority. One of the things that I've learned in my life that is the biggest important things, and I've heard this a million times, which is invest in yourself, right? Roll your eyes, right? Of like, oh, you know, if you want the best relationship, you gotta love yourself first. And I used to say, okay, I get it, whatever. Yeah, I love me. I guess I could look in the mirror. Yeah, whatever. That's cool. But the truth is that in order to help other people, you gotta be that beacon of hope. You gotta have the energy to do it. Us who are healers, people who wanna help people, I get it. You become so selfless and you care about other people so much. So why don't you do that to yourself? Why don't you look at the people that you are helping? Just look at how much love and care you do that. And you don't do that for yourself. What you do for yourself is you talk negatively to yourself. You shame yourself for being a disappointment. You shame yourself that you aren't good enough. You don't think you deserve the best. But of course, your child, the person you love, everybody around you, you will give them 100%. You would put them before anybody, right? Especially if it is your child. And I'm not saying don't take care of your child and don't neglect them. I mean is that you is important too. And I have a friend who loves to help people, and they know that's their number one thing, and they love to help people, and they also like to do that in relationships. They have a lot of friends that they are broken, and they love to help their friends. They like to be that person, and personally, deep inside, they are not well. They are mentally unstable. They need help, right? And it's going backwards. And I reminded that person that, you know, sometimes giving people advice isn't enough. Sometimes showing them this grand world isn't enough. There's so much content in the world right now. But sometimes the best way to inspire is just by being. You ever watch a film that inspired you? You ever just watched a sports player, a celebrity, or just anyone, and you aspire to be like them? Like you say, oh my gosh, I want to be like that person. Especially like if you see like a model or someone who is toned, you want to aspire to be just like that, because it's amazing the achievements that they have done, and you don't see the work, you don't see the advice that they are saying. You are just look at them, or in the movie, you just watch this beautiful story and it inspires you and you never forget it. In that moment, they're not giving you advice, they're just being. Their energy just radiates and it uplifts you. You ever just been around someone, a stranger, who just lights up the room and makes everyone's energy just in a better mood? Well, that's because those are the people that they know themselves. They have that confidence. They have that energy in that moment. And it could be true that maybe just that aspect of them is amazing and the other aspects aren't doing so good. But that's the thing, is that sometimes it's not about fixing someone. Sometimes it's not about giving about the advice. Sometimes it's just being. So you working on you, whatever it is, if it's a fitness goal, if it's a dream job, if it's a relationship, if it's traveling, if it's giving advice, if it's anything, just being a beacon of hope, just discovering you, just being that light, whatever brings you happiness in that moment, whatever lights up your passion, that could be the best way to inspire someone. It doesn't need to be necessarily fixing people or helping someone. It's just being. And I always try to be that person, especially on my social media. Everyone's always asking me, oh my God, you always look like you're having the best time. How do you do that? How do you find these fun adventures? And honestly, a lot of it is work. I was on a date and the person I was on a date with said, wow, your life overwhelms me because you're very outgoing. And I said, I know it looks that way. It really does. But honestly, 90% of the time I'm at work. I am at a festival and people ask me, like, how do you get these jobs? And I always say it's just people that I know. People that I know have got me this job. And even as I keep working on myself, on my confidence and who I want to be and what I want to build in my life, that radiate, that reflects in my life. And you see it, I don't go on social media to brag what I'm doing. I do it because I want to bring the fun. I want people to look at my content and enjoy it and laugh at what silly adventures I'm doing, because life is very exciting and I want it to be exciting. And I am never hiding anything on social media. That is just me being me all the time, because I enjoy my life. I love it. I love the journey that it's going, but it's taken me many years to love it. It's really getting the pieces and the puzzles to get there. And I'm finally at a place where I truly am just enjoying the journey. I'm not in a rush. I'm going to get to my destination when I get through it. And guess what? When I get to my destination, there's going to be another destination I want to go to. So I'm going to enjoy my journey. I'm going to balance my life with working extremely hard, but also enjoying the fruits of my labor, which is traveling. I really want to do more traveling. That's like my biggest one. And I've never been that person. I've never been that person that wants to travel around the world. But now I'm saying, you know what? I have the finance to do it now. I'm not super wealthy, but as I build wealth, I want to see the world because I can. And I told someone that a lot of my family never had that opportunity to really travel the world. And I'm going to have that opportunity, so might as well take it as my life evolves and see where it goes. I'm very curious about the world, and I've only seen so little of it, and my world is starting to expand. Everything is getting bigger because I am finally enjoying the process. So wherever you are in life and this makes you feel like, oh man, I wish I could enjoy my life a little more, well, let's start. Let's start to see how you can enjoy your journey, because where you are right now is exactly where you're meant to be. And if you don't like it, well, it's time to change. It's time to go in the cocoon and really reflect and become that wonderful butterfly that you are meant to be. You're meant to fly and see the world as well. You're meant to fly and see this new perspective. There's so many points of view in this world, and one of the blessings in my life is I always get to meet different people from different cultures, and it's always such an interesting experience all the time. I'm always learning something new, how the world works. We live in a bubble, all of us, and the world is gigantic. Did anyone see the new photo of space? We are a speck of dust. So if you're ever mad of a situation, if you're ever having regrets, if you are ever hating your life, look at that photo. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. None of it. We are a speck of dust. And I'm not saying this in a negative way of like your life doesn't matter in that sense. It's just, why don't you live the life you want to live? Because at the end of the day, all of our mistakes, all of our regrets, all of our past, it doesn't matter. We have such a short time to live in this world, so why not live it to the fullest? And I'm not saying go do some daredevil thing. It's just discovering who you are, and whatever your past was, it doesn't matter. It's gone now. And you have this beautiful, wonderful opportunity to reinvent yourself. And we can evolve into amazing creatures. I feel like I'm always evolving. No matter what, who I was a year ago, I am not the same person at all. And I recognize and I see it and I love it. It's just shedding my skin all the time. I mean, of course, there's a lot of things that are habits that are still with me, but it's discovering new things about myself. And that's what I want you to do, is really get to know you. And it doesn't have to be just sitting there and meditating. It's doing things. It's going for a walk for yourself. It's trying something new. It's meeting people that are going to give you your trigger. There's a lot of things that make you you. And it's always asking the question, okay, why? Why does this trigger me? Why do I like this? And it's really exploring and not feeling guilty, not feeling ashamed for who you are. If you feel like you are lazy, own it. You know what? I like to be lazy. That is fine. Do you want to continue to be lazy? Or is it something that is making you feel guilty? Is it something that you needed? It's just that balance of being lazy. And what is your terminology of being lazy? Because being lazy could be so many different things. It's exploring also what everything means. Because what something means to you is completely different to somebody else. I mean, just look at languages, even English. We have a different way of speaking. So do the English. So do the Irish. So do people who learn English as a second language, and they have different terminology that they say as well. So even something as language, it could mean many different things. So what do all the meanings mean to you, those triggers as well? All right, guys, I hope this helps you on your journey, and I will see you next time. Bye.